Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Hey, mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can give us a call on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners, welcome back to your daily program. Acknowledge your mob, too deadly. Going to jump straight in and talk to beautiful Leah Cameron from Marawa Law, and look at topic today, International Women's Day and the gender gap. But it is International Women's Day, but to all our beautiful women out there, to me, it's 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for all our women. Yes, Leah?
It is indeed.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really well, thank you.
Good. Thank you, sister. Now, International Women's Day, now let me just read up here, is a day to celebrate and empower women. And women have a lot to celebrate. And this International Women's Day, well, every day, this day that they're talking about here, today is compared to a little over 100 years ago, women in many countries are allowed to, which is mind-boggling and disheartening and sad to hear, but apply for a credit card in their own name, work in the legal profession, Leah Cameron, civil service, inherit and will property on the same terms as men, claim equal pay for equal work, yes, why not, and prosecute a spouse for rape. Reflection often follows celebration, and once we get to the reflecting, well, unfortunately, that's when the celebrations can sometimes feel a little premature. A lot of work needs to be done in this space, Leah.
That's it. We've got a long way to go, and as we said, good time to reflect on this. And this year, we decided to look into it. We, you know, Marawa Law, there are a lot of women in my business, and you know, I thought we're doing quite well in this space and empowering women, and we're coming a long way. But sadly, looking at, you know, the reports around this, we have an awful long way to go. So, as you said, although most regions have improved on their gender parity numbers, it's interesting, in some reports it says that in 2020, it still reveals an average global number of 99.5 years for us to receive, to be in gender parity. This
to
means
be an equal par, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Across the board.
Exactly.
99.5 years.
Exactly. And this means that it's unlikely that this current generation, so this includes my daughters, or even the next generation, will live to see global gender parity. And in our particular region, for example, Australia and New Zealand, and in the East Asia and Pacific region, it's going to take 163 years.
Oh, wow.
That's what they're saying.
That's disgusting. And look, to me, life is simple.
Exactly.
I mean, how simple is it? I mean, a man can do a job, the woman can do the same job.
Exactly.
And should we get paid the same amount of money?
That's it. And so, you know, it seems like a no-brainer. But that's the impact that we're having on a day-to-day life. And so for a lot of people, they don't see this. They don't see the difference it makes and the difference in women's lives. So it's interesting. If we look around the world, who's doing, you know, the best, who's doing the worst, etc. So Iceland is actually ranked as the best country for gender parity.
Go Iceland.
For the 11th year running.
They are cool. Can I say that?
They are super cool. And look, 101 countries improved on their 2019 ranking. But globally, gender parity is at 68.6%, as we said. And the economic participation of women will take 257 years to close. So once again, another phenomenal statistic. And here's a final kicker. There are still 72 countries where women cannot open a bank account or obtain credit. This means that out of the 153 countries ranked, only 81 can apply for a credit card in their own name. which is phenomenal. And as we know, if women don't have access to money, then they're tied to poverty, and
sure,
it means
exactly.
they don't have choice in terms of education, protecting themselves against violence, etc.
Yeah.
So it is phenomenal how far we are away still, and it's really important to highlight that, even though we've made a number of achievements.
Sure, exactly. And when you look at it, a male chauvinistic world. I mean, I'm a male. I'm a man. You know what I mean? But I always, advocate. I'm an advocate of beautiful women. All women can be strong and do any job, and girls can do anything. You know. And now I get excited when I see a business owner. There you are in front of me. You know, female agent, a manager of a station, or manager of a company, or a chairperson, or CEO, prime minister, president. Hello, you know. And the other thing is too is that leadership comes from the front, and not all men have got leadership skills.
Exactly.
But a female,
that's
a woman
it.
Can
and
get
I suppose
female skills.
For a lot of people, if you've never been in those shoes, you don't understand the situation.
Mm.
You simply cannot see it. And so for a lot of people, they see women in equal positions as them, but they might not realise that they're not on the same salary.
Yeah,
or that, for
too.
Example, if they have to have some time off to raise children, you know,
in their baby, exactly.
That when they come back in, well, they're not on the same career trajectory as their male counterparts, and there's an effect on that. That means,
sure.
you know, yes, A, for their career, but also their superannuation, how much money they've got, so on and so forth. And so it becomes more and more entrenched over time.
But see, then the male counterpart would then argue that point. Well, why, she's going to have a baby. Well, she's coming back now. How can she still lead this organisation? Because she's got to go and do the breastfeeding.
That's it.
I mean, that stinks.
It does stink.
Hello.
I mean, it's really interesting even in my own business. I've had two young, beautiful girls, a four-year-old and a one-year-old, and a lot of people said, how are you going to still run a business? Well, baby came to the business, and I had lots of excellent babysitters on here.
Yes.
You just keep doing what you need to do, and I think that's the message. Women can do it exactly the
sure.
same way. We deserve pay parity.
Exactly.
And we are exceptionally strong in what we, you know,
but you know what? Double
this.
Times the pay.
Exactly.
Because you babysit raising the family as well, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Hello. Double the work happening.
A woman's job is never done.
That's it. That's
24/7,
it.
You know.
That's it.
And there's a big space we're talking about. 163 years before this all comes to level playing grounds, so to speak, you know. So that is sickening. And look, girls need to step up. I think men, we need to leave the egos at the door, and I think it's ego-driven as well.
That's it. And so this is a worldwide problem. And so these statistics we're referring to come actually from the World Economic Forum reports, their gender gap reports. It's publicly available.
Mm.
But even for me, as I said, this just blew me away in terms of, well, we all need to make a concerted effort, particularly for women and particularly for our Indigenous women, who are even more entrenched in disadvantage.
Mm, sure. And look, it takes two people to argue, what have you, but people don't know who you are. And so as the love and respect I got for women, I remember a couple of years ago, I was walking towards the door, a lady was in front of me, and I sort of ran ahead of her and opened the door. And she said to me, you do not have to open the door just because I'm a woman.
Mm.
Well, she missed the point.
Yes.
That's an actual fact. I said, I was open to it because I'm a gentleman. So I just closed the door and walked out.
You know, just
thinking,
trying to be
I'm
considerate.
I'm a side girl. You know, to all of you know, like, but because women have been trotted down, so to speak, they're on the offensive. And,
that's
and
it.
Understand that, do
yeah.
you know what I mean? But raise, you know, and to the brother out there, if you're not doing your job, then and the woman can, you know, step aside.
make way, people.
Oh, that's fantastic. A very important day. It is International Women's Day, and there is still a big gap regarding gender gap and in all facets. So we need to close that gap. Here's another gap we're talking. There's two black people yarning here. We need to close this gap. And to I say to all the men out there, and especially our brothers out there in the First Nations side of things, yeah, love and respect our women. And if they can do the job, give them the job, give them the reins, you know. And Brenda had always said, when money gets in the way of ego, always take the money. if it's going to make it work and it's going to create the business and, you know.
Just do it.
Just do it, let it happen, you know. All right, thank you very much, Leah. Cameron Murrow Law. And who's Murrow Law?
Murrow Law is a deadly Indigenous legal practice based in Queensland, but we do service the nation. As I said before, predominantly made up with Indigenous staff, over 80% I think we're sitting at now. Lots of deadly Indigenous women lawyers as well.
Yes,
I'd just like to
you.
Have a big shout out to them.
Yes.
And just while we're at it, I'd also like to shout out to the incredible other Indigenous businesswomen who have, you know, helped support my business along the way. They are just phenomenal, and particularly our female clients who come and see us.
Lovely, fantastic. And I'll also make mention of the beautiful manager here at the station. Jackie does a fantastic job, and I respect my job, my pay packet. So I sort of chucked that out there on
good
national
move.
Talk. Yeah, good move, yeah, thank you. All right, Too Deadly, nice talking with you. All the best, and we'll talk soon, Leah.
Thanks, Trev.
Too Deadly. A beautiful yarn, Leah Cameron, Murrow Law, and International Women's Day, and the gender gap was the topic there today. But to all our beautiful women out there, girls can do anything. So stay focused on the dream, on the goal, and moving forward. And brothers, slacking off a bit in regard to the department of disrespecting our beautiful women. Too Deadly Mob, stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black, yarning with Bully. I'm Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and that daily number 1-800-422-416. Well, I had a bum up in an all over. Kalibariwa, a bum in a piano. Too Deadly. That's Nelepe here on your daily program by Letter Stick Band. This daily program is National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. Call the number, yarning with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, BB and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, now fresh evidence shows two prominent southwest Victorian volcanoes, Bujubim and Tower Hill, erupted at least 34,000 years ago, and that people were in the same area before those eruptions. This newly found evidence is the most definitive record of Aboriginal inhabitation. We're going to catch up with a yarn now with David Phillips, head of University of Melbourne School of Earth Science, online. David, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, David. You're based in Melbourne, is that right?
Yes, so I'm the head of the School of Earth Sciences at the University of Melbourne.
Oh, fantastic. And when we're talking about Mother Earth and our findings, there's newfound evidence that our people were there 34,000 years ago with the eruption of these two volcanoes that I just mentioned, yes?
Yes, that's correct. So the two volcanoes that that we dated, one was the Bujubim volcano, which is an Aboriginal sacred site and has been for many years, and it's close to the site of the famous aquaculture system, which has World Heritage listing now.
Yes.
And so we dated that volcano, and it comes out at 37,000 years plus or minus 3,000 years. And then we also dated the nearby volcano of Tower Hill, which gave an almost identical age result. And that eruption is quite important because there has been an axe called the Bushfield Axe, a stone axe, which had been found just beneath the ash layers from that volcano. And so that we could say that that Aboriginal people had definitely been in that part of Victoria prior to at least 34,000 years ago.
Well, when you find in the material, when you find in the tools under the ash, well, that was before the ash came.
Well, exactly. So that gives you a minimum timing, right? So we know the volcano itself erupted 37,000 years ago, plus or minus 3,000, which means that Aboriginal people must have been in the area prior to that time. We don't know how long before that time, but that gives us a minimum age for Indigenous occupation in the area.
So in regard to School of Earth Science, you're studying the Earth and the finds of Earth, but also what comes with that, whether it be flora, fauna, human remains, skeletons, in regard to finding the movement of the Earth and life on Earth, yes?
Most of our work is not related to biological parts of the Earth, but more the physical parts, so the rocks and the soils and certainly the eruptive materials out of volcanoes. But also as those relate to important archaeological sites, like the Bushfield Axe. And so, you know, when we're able to date some of these events that have some particular implications for archaeological sites.
Okay, and then do you have like archaeologists working alongside you, or are you classed as archaeologists as such?
No, we're not classed as archaeologists. The actual Bushfield Axe was found in 1947 and documented at that time by an archaeologist. And so my colleague on the research work, Dr. Erin Matchin, she basically did most of the work, and she researched the archaeological findings that had been done. And so what she found was that those archaeological findings had been documented very, very well.
Yes.
And so we're very confident that that the age or the axe comes from just below the ash bed.
Yeah, fantastic. And so with these findings, the material they found, the tools that they found, the skeletons that they found, are handed over to museums as such, and then goes into a record book, so to speak, that speaks for existence of mankind?
So the Bushfield Axe itself is housed at the Melbourne Museum.
Okay.
And so that's where that axe is housed. The Tower Hill Parks Board offices, they have exhibitions with a range of other stone tools and axes that have been found in the area. The difficulty with those is there's no clear archaeological record of exactly where they come from.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for sharing. Look, very important information, and it just confirms once again the First Nation people of this country been around for years and years, thousands of years, and another confirmation is just put on the table by you sharing that with us. Thank you very much, David Phillips.
No worries. Thank you.
All the best to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adelie Yandu, David Phillips, and he's the head of University of Melbourne School of Earth Science. And State of Fresh Evidence shows that two prominent southwest Victorian volcanoes, Bujubim and Tower Hill, erupted at least 35,000 years ago, and that people were in the same area before those eruptions. With the newly found evidence is the most definitive record of Aboriginal inhabitation, and the tools and axe and the equipment that was found is under the ash. It states that the people were there before the volcano erupted, and they do know that the volcano erupted 34,000 years ago. There it is. Once again, confirmation, but we all know that. Look, have your say, you mob. Add to the conversation. I'll get one started on National Talk Black is the name of the program. Your host is the Bawley One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, and I'm housed at the radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bumber Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Stay tuned, you mob. We'll yarn very soon, 1-800-422-416.
I do. You're the reason for things I say. When we're not together, I fall apart. Seems I get lost, all alone in the dark. Can't go on loving if you're not in my heart. You're the reason why I feel so good. Give the world if only I could. Hey, you're my woman and I'm your man. We're two of a kind, but we understand. Can't go on loving if you're not in my heart. Climb these mountains one by one, and that's no lie. The stones of life.
You're the reason. AJ Bird here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416. Have you say, you might add to the conversation, like this beautiful lady is about to. We're talking Annie Evelyn over in Perth. My beautiful darling, how are you, Annie Ev?
Oh, Debbie, Eden, Kapu Megi Bataya. Really well, thank you. Sorry, I'm down the other side of the world.
We miss you. We miss you, darling.
We miss you too. But I'm in Fremantle Hospital, going well, and
good.
They're doing their best for all of us here.
Good.
But it's lovely weather here, and beautiful overcast skies.
Yes.
And I want to send out love to everybody.
Yes.
And thank you for those.
And we're keeping the seat warm for you. Can't wait for you to come back and do your bit here at the station. You've done for many years, and we'll continue, my darling.
Yes, thank you for those who are praying and keeping me in their prayers. I just want to read a word, if I may.
Please, go ahead, Annie, yes.
John chapter 15, it's all about Jesus, the true vine. Number 3 says, verse 3, already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you. And for as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You're doing a good job there, Trev. Thanks very much. And so is everyone.
Yes,
so
my darling. Beautiful words, beautiful words, and thank you. And thank you for the compliment. And I got taught by the best, and you, one of my leaders, of course, teach me the ways as well, my Annie. So thank you.
God bless you all. Love you.
Love you. God bless you, Annie Evelyn.
Yawol. Play me a song.
All thank right,
you.
Darling. Bye bye.
Love you.
Beautiful. Annie Evelyn, yeah, with us there and yarning up strong and over in Perth. And I come across a small accident, but she's like doing okay, and she's in hospital and family looking after her is why she went over there, see family. And yeah, she's still part of our team here at Bummer Bipper Media, and does her beautiful program, the TSI program on Wednesdays, that goes through NERS as well, and she does the Christian program on Tuesday nights and Sunday mornings. Miss her dearly, but yeah, seat is warm, waiting for her to come back. You can have your say, your mob, add to the conversation on that daily number, 1-800-422-416, yarning on your daily program, which is National Talk Black. And you can text us as well, 01457 140 550, and you can otherwise check us out on Facebook as well, BBM 987 FM. Yana with the Bully on Trevor Tim Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, taking right through 12 noon Queensland time, and it's 11:29 here in Queensland. Plenty of time to have your say, you mob. Too deadly.
My name's Raven and you're listening to Talk Black on BBM 98.7 FM. Maybe a million years away. Oh,
the sky. I love, don't take no for an answer, no, no. I right here, spread love.
Aboriginal man, that's what I am. That's Mercy Albert here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Give this Murray a call, 1-800-422-416. And the program is National Talk Black, and we're live at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander radio station here in Cairns, BB and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, now, how Beetaloo gas field could jeopardise Australia's emissions target deep in central Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory? The Mimal Rangers are proud to be on the front line of Australia's fight to reduce climate change causing emissions. I'm love to hear that. We're going to catch over yarn there with brother John Dalywater, and also I believe he has with him Dominic Nichols, Chief Executive of Mimal Land Management. A very good morning, gentlemen. Hey, shut up, gentlemen. Hey, not there. Gentlemen, we'll try and get them back and have a yarn, and look, a very important yarn when we're talking about Mother Earth, our beautiful planet, and it's screaming out, it's hurting, it's crying, you know, when you look at what's happening to the atmosphere of planet Earth and what Earth is giving back to us in regard to floods and fires, and, you know, there's a mishap going on there. But we'll talk to John Dalywater and also Dominic Nichols, and he's the Chief Executive of the Mimal Land Management, and I believe John's a ranger with the Mimal Rangers. On the line, gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, who's this? Is this John?
I'm John speaking there.
Hey, John, how are you, brother?
Good, brother.
Good, good, good. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, John.
I'm from a community called Bulmun. Actually, that's a smaller community named Weemut.
And that's in Arnhem Land, is that right?
Central Arnhem.
Central Arnhem Land, beautiful. Now, is it a Mimal? Mimal Rangers? Is that you're a part of that organisation?
That's correct.
Okay, brother. Now, we're talking about Beetaloo gas field and how it could jeopardise Australia's emissions target, and you are front line, you and your deadly Rangers are front line of Australia's fight to reduce climate change causing emissions. So tell us how you're doing that, my brother.
I can jump in.
So is that Dominic? Hey, Dominic.
Yeah, Dominic here. So we run, amongst other programs, we run our fire program looks after fire management across our country.
Okay, yes, and, yes.
And through that we abate carbon along with our neighbours, and that's all part of the savannah burning projects which run across Australia.
Sure.
And contribute to reducing emissions for all of Australia.
For all of Australia, yeah, fantastic. The so-called fireys or the government, they should be taken on board this information and this action that rangers are taking, especially First Nation rangers, yes?
Yeah.
Very important to do so. I mean, talking about protecting Mother Earth and the atmosphere, there's ways of caring for country, isn't there?
Yep.
Do you want to elaborate on that, please, John or Dominic? What sort of work you do in regard to the fires, and how do you look after country using fire as a tool?
In the early year, just after dry season, we do an early burning. That's the ranger itself. Just to get the story straight, I don't work as a ranger. I'm the chairperson for the actual organisation itself.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thank you, John. I didn't get that information, but thank you for stating that. Yep.
Yeah. What they do is go out to the country as far as they can and do the early burning as much as they can.
Yes.
In the early year. And they take it really, it's a positive thing for them to actually do it and looking after Mother Country.
Well, exactly, you know, and that's where ancestors have walked for thousands of years. And it's a deadly medicine, so to speak, for Mother Earth, and been doing it for thousands and thousands of years. Hey, John.
That's correct. I mean, the land is our mother.
Exactly.
We look after it, it feeds us.
Yep, beautiful. A nice explanation there. And so how long has the Mimal Rangers been operating for?
Oh, the Mimal Rangers have been going for nearly 20 years now.
Yes.
And along with a lot of the sort of ranger programs that all set up around the same time, and then, but really the last sort of few years has seen a lot of growth and expansion, and a big part of that has been due to the side benefit of our fire management, is that we can convert some of that carbon abatement into carbon credits, which we sell and make some money off. So it's an important part of the economy in Bulman. It's, you know, 2/3 of our income, which helps employ sort of 18 to 20 people in our program.
So when you look at a fantastic concept, when you're looking after Mother Earth, and you know, which is our mother, and you're getting paid to do it, I mean, isn't that the best job in the world?
That it is.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, you're excited about that, John. I mean, what about the rangers? I mean, we're talking, how old are we talking the youngest, and how old are we talking the oldest rangers?
The youngest would be 17, and the oldest would be 56 or nearly 60.
So uncle's still out there looking after country.
They're still the teacher out there.
Exactly, exactly. They're the professors and leading from the front. And when them young ones come on board, well, the teacher's already there. They say when the student's ready, the teacher will arrive. Well, the master there, the uncle, he got all the information, eh?
That's correct.
Look, I think it's very fantastic, and a lot of the rangers across this country, TOs, working on their own country, looking after country, like I said, it's very straightforward, it's very powerful, and it works, and government and what have you should be taking a page out of your book, so to speak, or taking a leaf out of your tree, if I put it that way.
Yeah, definitely.
Too deadly. Well, thank you very much for sharing, both you, John and Dallywater, and Dominic as well. Thank you very much. Great work you guys are doing, and we're having this Daily Yarn National Radio. It goes across the country, so it's educating people that will have mob work on country, looking after country, taking care of country. So thank you very much for sharing, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks, Trevor.
All the best. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A beautiful yarn there with brother man John Dallywater. He's the chairperson of the Mimal Rangers, and also talking with Dominic Nichols, and he's the chief executive officer of the Mimal Land Management. And they're doing their bit there, and how the Beetaloo gas field could jeopardise Australia's emissions target. Well, in deep in central Arnhem Land in Northern Territory with the Moomba, the Mimal Rangers, they're proud to be on the front line of Australia's fight to reduce climate change causing emissions. Not emotion. Well, you get emotional about Mother Earth, and that's the whole thing. Mother Earth is emotional about it when you create, and the Mother Earth is creating fires and floods and what have you, because Mother Earth is hurting, and that's the talk there from First Nation people. There it is. Have your say, your mob. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. We've got about 15 minutes on the program. Got a message here coming from Tony Gibbs and lovely Donna. They're sending their best wishes and love to Annie Evelyn after hearing me yarn with her. So thank you very much, Tony and Donna, and yeah, love once again going to Aniev, who's in hospital in Perth and coming home soon. Can't wait for her to get back in this hot seat and behind the microphone. Aniev, one of our leaders here in this Delhi Murray radio station. Stay tuned, you mob to Delhi, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Agenda close to center, I'm justified to keep you playing over on my mind. I feel you at my fingertips, can breathe you deep inside, but I want to find a way to where you fear and what you hide. I think I'd like to, I wanna try you, come on and take it off. Draw a circle, close your eyes, let fear begin to fade. I'm gonna see you on the other side. I think I'd like to, I wanna try you, come on and take it off.
Take It Off. That's the name of the track. I'm taking it off because I need to go to another yarn here. That's Take It Off, Brielle Davis, her name. And my name is Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, live here from the Murray radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and we go across the country thanks to NERS. Yep, to Delhi Mob. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. Or if you're on the shy side, you can text the brother, 014-5714-0550. And otherwise, check us out on Facebook page as well, BBM 98.7 FM. Now, Jax is the recipient of the Luminous Fellowship. The fellowship supports Jax to undertake the Master of Fine Arts in Cultural Leadership, a graduate program for early and mid-career leaders in arts and culture, including the political sphere. I'm loving that. And we got on the line Jax Cornford. A very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Oh, hello, cousin. How are you?
I only just saw you last week, dear, at leadership, yes?
Fiona, that was me.
Oh, that's there you go. Yeah. Jax, well, what are you doing? What are you doing in this space anyway? First of all, before we start, Jax, let the mob know, Jax, who your mob, where you from?
Well, hello everyone. This is Jax Cornforth. I just changed to Compton, but yes, I'm a Cairns girl, born in there, Cairns. Drummond, Seed and families represent. We're Wurundjeri people there from Cape York, and all my mob on TI and Badu. Hello, good. Hello.
Good. Now, you're the recipient of the Luminous Fellowship, so congratulations there. Master of Fine Arts and Cultural Leadership. And look, a very important space, a very deadly space. So tell us, explain to the people exactly that space that you're working in.
Yeah, so down in Sydney, I've just started my master's at NIDA, so the National Institute of Dramatic Art.
Yes.
And so this course is for mid-career artists or creative people that want to see change in the industry, want to become leaders in the arts and culture sector.
Mm.
For me, it's about our mob. It's for me learning the ways in which we tell our stories and protect our mob telling our stories, and whether that's through dance or theatre.
Sure.
I've been a dancer a long time.
Yes.
Done a bit of acting as well, but I'm really passionate about...
Well, we say don't act, but that's what you do.
It.
That's what we do,
that's
don't
it.
We?
Yes, we act. Don't act, but that's what we're trying to tell, you know, all their mobs that hire First Nations people, just to make sure they don't act.
And yeah, thank you. Keep it real.
Keep it real. Keep it real. Make sure they get everything in place so our mob feels safe and
exactly.
protected, and we know our stories and we tell them the way we want to tell them. So I'm just doing all the learnings for the next 2 and a bit years, and then after I complete this, hopefully,
it will.
You know, the world's my oyster and I can,
yes.
you know, become a leader.
And look, we just had breakfast this morning here in Cairns with the International Women's Day celebration breakfast. So, yes, my sister, I concur. All the best to you, and you keep doing what you're doing, because girls can do anything is the message, isn't it, Jax?
That's very true. We can and we will.
Thank you. Watch out. Your brothers move aside. Too deadly, my sister. Look, this is fantastic. When we're talking about art, we're talking about it is a tool we've used for thousands of years. Art in the sense of music, art itself in painting, whether it be rock painting or feathers or whatever case may be, you know, in our song and our dance. And when we're talking about 60,000 years, well, we are the professors of living, you could say, yes.
That's it. And, you know, we need to know the ways in which we got to live in this modern world and how we protect it, because it's so rich and it's so powerful and it's our identity and we got to protect it as best we can. But, you know, we are a sharing mob. We love to
yes.
share, but we also want to do that safely. And so hopefully by doing this course and learning all the things, I can help our mob as best as I can to do that and take over the art and culture sector bit by bit.
Well, exactly. And you look at here we are, 2020, you know, 21st century. We still got a lots of ways to go when we're talking about like closing of the gap and like 7 targets, only 2 were sort of claimed. The other 5 still swinging in the breeze. Still a long way to go. And then you look at the space of our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters who are still naive or got their shutters down, not open-minded for the learning, so to speak. They're missing out a lot because we've got a lot to teach, and if you want to build the so-called bridges, then you need to come to the table with an open mind, yes?
That's it. And that's what, you know, in recent, you know, in this last few months, you know, we're saying to people, you know, don't ignore our 60,000 years of knowledge. Like, you gain that. We don't take away your 250 years.
You Thank
gain
you, that's right.
2000, you know, like, it's our knowledge and our practices will actually benefit you if you
Yes.
listen to us a little bit or a lot. And so it's not it seems to us, like, you know, us black fellas, that it seems easy and but it common sense really, but you know it this breaking down that wall is taking some time, but we'll get there and they'll see that, you know, our ways of doing things and our cultural practices and, you know, traditional expressions are actually beneficial to the whole community.
Whole community, so. Exactly. Now, you've been, like I said, once again, congratulations, recipient of the Luminous Fellowship. Tell us about the Luminous Foundation as such.
Yeah, so the foundation has been a huge partner with NIDA, the art school that I'm going to now, and they've been investing in the arts and culture sector for a little while, and they actually helped build one of the new buildings at the art school. And then last year they created this fellowship, an Indigenous fellowship for the cultural leadership program at NIDA for the masters. And so last year's recipient was Marilyn Miller.
Yes, big shout out, Double M, Maz.
Yeah, yeah.
From Cairns.
And that's it. And
Cairns represent.
Me this year.
That's
like,
right.
I'm taking over.
Shut up. No, that is too deadly. So you're how you say, walking along with some very deadly people there on your pathway.
I'm very lucky. Yes, that's it. And I'm very grateful to the opportunity. So the foundation, the fellowship pays for 50% of my fees for the masters because university is not cheap.
Not cheap. That's right.
That's it. And living in Sydney and, you know, it's really helpful to my little family and and anything that can help support First Nations.
So being a true student, entrepreneur, deadly businesswoman, black woman at that, and we are talking about the International Women's Day coming up this Sunday. So tell us what's happening in your Pueblo. You had kids and married and everything, Jax?
Yes, so I'm a mama of two. I've got a six-year-old boy, Malian, and a little two-year-old Zay. She's a crazy little girl because she's just like mama. And yes, I just got married in December with me and my partner Darren, my husband now, Darren.
Yes. DC.
Living in Sydney in the Big Smoke, and he runs his own cultural education business.
Yes.
And I work full time for 33 Creative. We're doing some good things there, and, you know, I'm just trying to. Yeah, I think we're all trying to just survive in the Big Smoke and learn all the things, and eventually we want to move back home and back to country and use all the tools we've learnt in the Big Smoke.
Exactly, and put it back on country and with our mob. Fantastic. Empower then the community where you come from.
That's it. And that's been the plan the whole time, I reckon. And, my parents have been very good at making sure we give back and
grounded.
Proud of where we come from.
Yes.
And grounded. That's it.
Yes.
So,
too deadly.
Slowly, doing all the right things, I hope. But yeah, very, very grateful for the support I have near and far.
Give love to, please, Mum and Dad, to Deadly and Della and Uncle Tim. I remember running on the football field with Uncle Tim. I first made the eight raid side and I ran on the field and he was 5'8", and I was on the bench. They put me on the field and I got behind him and he didn't realise I was behind him. I was playing back fullback and Uncle Tim, you go wide, I'll come inside you. He can, yeah, that's a good move. And remember, when you're on the field, don't call me Uncle. I can, okay, Tim, I'll go inside. So he could correct me there. He didn't want to be shamed. They're calling him Uncle, but he my uncle and that's all there is to it. But the other space I did want to talk about, acknowledge the fact that you are working full time, you are a mother, you are a wife, and you're studying at the same time. Yes, that is a prime example that girls can do anything.
That's it. We just got to do it. Got to get it done. And we've had our mums and, like you say, our aunties and uncles and nannies and dattos that have showed us.
Yes.
You know, they went through so much. And so we just got to keep that story going. And all of their skills and their resilience we've now learnt, and now we've got to use those things and make sure that they didn't go through all that for nothing. And that's what, you know, you just got to keep going.
No excuses, exactly. Jackie, really motivated my sister. Thank you very much for the yarn and big love to you and your deadly family.
I know, you too, you and yours. I miss you all so much and hopefully catch up there soon.
Well, which way, Uncle Peter Sr.? You got 80th. Which way?
I know. I think so. That's got to be it.
Shake booty there.
There we go. I'll start stretching now, eh?
Love overtime. Love you overtime, my sister. Big love to family. Too. Thank you for sharing. Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing. My sister will be in touch, eh?
All right then. Thanks, cousin.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well.
Love you. Beautiful yarn there. And that's Jax. And Jax is doing her bit there. Jax Cornford, now married, Compton. And for you young brothers and sisters there, probably know her husband, Darren Compton. He's always on NITV, and he does that a move of mob style. He always shake booty there, got the tats all over him, skinny looking deadly brother. And he got deadly beat. Well, that's her man there. And he's styling up there on TV, and she's there studying, doing her bit, as well as doing the job and looking after picking in these. See, there's a prime example. Girls can do anything. One love, you mob. Trendy Trevi about to sign up with your daily program, National Talk Black. Always good yarning with you, mob. I thank you for your company. And back in the hot seat again on Monday, in that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text us 0457-140-550. And otherwise, Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Too deadly, stay black. Stay deadly, stay strong. One love, you mob.
You had my heart and soul right from the start. But then I kissed you and held you. I knew I couldn't never let us part. Can you tell me what I have to do make this world a better place for you? Can I give you something in return for all the days you made my heart burn? I am